And now let's drop in on the good Dr. Watson, who's waiting for us in his California ranch house. Good evening, Doctor.
Good evening, Mr. Foreman. Come in and make yourself at home.
Thank you, Doctor. Sitting here with the lights off, I see. Have you been getting yourself in the mood for tonight's Sherlock Holmes story?
No, my boy, I was watching the sunset. It's quite a beautiful tonight.
Aye, Doctor, the sun set over an hour ago.
Yes, I know that, young fellow, my lad, I know that. But at my age, a fellow's entitled to take a little snooze after dinner, isn't he?
Of course he is, Doctor. And now that we've settled that, how about tonight's story?
Well, a very beautiful girl figured prominently in this adventure, Mr. Foreman. Her name was Jasmine Lafleur.
Huh? You say that again, Doctor, please?
I know, my boy, but that was her stage name. When she was a magician's assistant, unfortunately, I never had the opportunity of seeing Jasmine Lafleur in the theater. But I'm told that she was a fascinating figure in tights and spangles. When Holmes and I first met her, however, she was dressed a little more conventionally. And her name was then Diana Venering. Lady Venering.
Lady Venering? Say, those tights and spangles really paid off, didn't they? Well, how did you and Sherlock Holmes come to meet up with her, Doctor?
In rather spectacular style, Mr. Foreman. Miss Lafleur became something of a femme fatale in the early 1900s. First of all, she married Signor Rossoni, the magician for whom she was working. On the wedding night, he was mysteriously stabbed to death. A few months later, Madame Rossoni, very fetching in her widow's weeds, I'm sure, met Sir Wilfrid Venering. And, after a whirlwind courtship, she married him.
Don't tell me he got murdered, too.
He did, Mr. Foreman. Also on the night of the wedding. But this time the police found a suspect. It was a certain Major Beckworth, cousin of the dead man, and an ardent suitor of the fair Diana. The trial at the Old Bailey was one of the most sensational I ever remember. Sherlock Holmes and I, in court on the closing day as a jury, were still considering their verdict. Holmes, the jury's been out over 8 hours. I bet you they can't agree on a verdict and there'll be a new trial.
I think not, old chap. Look, here they come now. You know, there's a strong moral probability of guilt, but I'm sure they'll agree that there's insufficient evidence to convict.
Oh, perhaps you're right. Just look at Lady Venering down there ahead of us. What a stunning woman.
Yes, and a woman of great poise and courage.
Here it comes.
Gentlemen of the jury, have you arrived at a verdict?
We have, my lord.
How say you? Do you find the defendant guilty or not guilty?
Not guilty.
Exactly. Come on, Watson. Let's get a breath of fresh air.
Well, I was wondering perhaps we shouldn't go over and congratulate Lady Venering.
On what? The fact that her husband's murderer has not been found?
Oh, I suppose you're right.
You ever read the Book of Tobit, Watson?
Tobit? I don't think so. When was it published?
Well, a little before our time, old chap. It's an Old Testament story.
Whatever made you think of it at this moment?
Well, it's so remarkably apposite with the case of Lady Venering. It deals with a highly peculiar series of murders, 7 of them, if I remember correctly.
Who was the murderer?
A jealous demon by the name of Asmodeus, who strangled husbands on their wedding nights.
Well, judging by the verdict just now, Major Beckworth isn't the Asmodeus, or whatever you call him in this case.
Here, old boy, here. Give me a paper.
Thank you, Governor. Thank you.
Well, Holmes, what does it say?
Oh. Wait a minute. Here we are. Listen to this. Lady Venering, widow of the murdered man, says that she will marry the suspect. Lady Venering told newspaper reporters this afternoon that if Major Beckwith is acquitted, she will marry him before the year is out.
Oh, upon my soul, Holmes, there's a positive sparkle in your eyes. You read about her.
I must admit the lady fascinates me, old chap. I hope before she becomes involved in any further tragedies that we may have the opportunity of meeting her. And something tells me that we will.